Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Thinking.
Hello.
We may not have an intro. I don't know what it's doing. It's not going.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everyone, I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and we are in, I just love this series. Don't you love this series, Amy? I'm just going to go ahead and get Amy on right away. Hi, Amy.
I do. I am stressing less. I'm not stressless, but I'm stressing less this holiday season.
I know, stress less for the holidays. We're going to be doing part five tonight, and I'm calling it Food Freedom. Woohoo! Food Freedom with Miss Katie Fitzgerald. Katie, well, right before we got in the air, we were talking about what she's going to talk about tonight, and we are so lucky. She did this program last year, and she's modified it for us and also kind of just helping people to see eating in a totally different way. And, you know, if you read the little teaser for the show, it says holiday guilt-free eating. And I am not kidding. You are going to be totally guilt-free. And we're going to be talking about holiday pre-toxing. Don't you love that? I love that. A holiday pre-tox. So anything else with that, Amy, you want to add on?
Well, I think just Katie is one of our favorite guest chefs. And people love her.
Chef.
For many good reasons, and she really is a chef, you know. And, you know, most of the guest chefs we bring don't get anywhere near the kitchen, but she brings a whole nother level to the guest chefness. So we love her, we love the work that she does, and we're honored to have her.
Yay! Hey, Katie.
Yay! Hey, ladies, thanks so much for having me here.
Oh, you're always a part of the cafe.
That's right.
Well, I'm super excited to stir up some soup. And specifically around the pre-tox, which is kind of an extension, you'll recall from past conversations, this whole concept of the 85-15 rule, which is 85% of the time you need to eat nutrient-dense, beautiful, healthy food. So 15% of the time you can have your Krispy Kremes, your McDonald's French fries, and your In-N-Out hamburgers. So the depleting foods. But what this pre-tox is all about is let's front load the 85%. Let's spend 3 days before your next holiday party, dinner, event, whatever it might be, eating 100% healthy so that the day of and during, you can just ignore all the optimal health rules and just eat whatever the heck you want. So think of a pre-tox front load of 85 so that you can eat the 15 all you want.
So, Katie, might throw something in here. What I'm getting is, you know, we say holidays and people think of, you know, Christmas and whatever, Hanukkah and, you know, these others. But this could work for the 4th of July. This could work for, a wedding reception that's coming up.
Yeah.
Or a birthday.
Yeah, a wedding.
So, you know, so it isn't just, you know, this small window. From Halloween right to New Year's, which is, I guess, not that small, but this can cover a whole lot of things.
Absolutely. It's any celebration that you're going to want to go to and be able to just guilt-free eat whatever you want. How do you prep your body? And we're going to talk about how to bolster your health status via nutrition and lifestyle actions prior to that celebration. That involves, you know, that celebration might involve some depleting foods and some depleting actions. So that's where we're going to go.
Depleting alcohol. Okay, no.
Yeah, that's part of it, Robin. Don't worry. That's part of the discussion. And why
guilt-free
do you
drinking. There we go.
Yep. And the whole idea of a pre-tox is we want to literally build up the nutritional reserves of the body and buffer the effects of a depleting diet ahead of time. It's kind of, you know, it's preventative if you think about it that way. And that way you can enjoy the meals, the holiday meals and the celebration meals guilt-free. Seriously, that's
okay.
My goal.
Sounds great. Let's do it.
All right. So how do you pre-tox? There's four key things you need to do. You need to have some health supportive nutrition for those 3 days leading in. By the way, 3 days is not the finite number. If you want to do it for 7 days, go for it. You need to exercise appropriately, and we'll get into what I mean by appropriate. It doesn't mean what you think it means. It doesn't mean 25 hours in the gym. And you need to manage stress as well as get some really, really good quality sleep. So that first step is health supportive nutrition. And, you know, if you think about it, your body actually requires, are you ready for this? 40 different nutrients in order just to function on a daily basis. And the foods that you consume for, that's a lot. Are you kidding me? How many pairs of shoes do you have, Robin? I don't have 40 pairs of shoes.
Come on.
40, come on. Exactly,
not four.
Right?
Not four.
Not four. In order for you to get those 40 nutrients in your world, right, and in your pre-tox, you're going to need to consume some foods that are rich in those essential nutrients. And there's two things that are going to happen as a result. First of all, when you eat foods rich in those 40 nutrients, you're going to help restock your nutrient stores. Those are the raw materials your body uses to build, maintain, and repair cells and tissues. And I know I get a little geeky on you with the terms. But the idea here is that the depleting meals of the holidays, they leave your body deficient in some of these key resources necessary to support your optimal health. So by stockpiling essential nutrients ahead of time, you kind of help neutralize the negative effect of the sugars, the refined foods, the alcohol. There it is, Robin.
There it is.
All right.
You're gonna sound like I'm an alcoholic, but I'm not. I mean, I know everyone's not a glass of wine. It's nice. Glass of wine.
You brought up a very valid point. Can we counter the alcohol? Absolutely, we can by restocking our nutrient stores before we need them, kind of putting them into the storage unit, you know, the pantry of our body. And the other component that we're really focused on here with the nutrient component of the pre-tox is we want to support our body's ability to actually take all of those beautiful nutrients in. So we have to support healthy digestion and absorption of nutrients. Most of the meals in our holidays, if you think about it, they're pretty challenging to the body because they have a high intake of fats and a high level of proteins. There's not, but in that high level that we're consuming them during these holidays, it can kind of throw our bodies out of whack. So you can help your body digest these meals by spending a few days just before the event eating foods that are known to support your GI's tract's ability to secrete digestive acids, enzymes, and bile. Yes, acids, enzymes, and bile. Oh, my gosh. I'm totally geeky.
Oh, my.
If you just have visions of little winged monkeys flying around, because,
I can.
That's where we're going. Before we talk about what foods to put on your plate, let's talk a little bit about the foods to leave off your plate. Remember, this is a front loading of the 85%, 15% rule, right? So we're 85% is healthy food. Well, right now for 3 days, we're going to go 100% healthy food. So we need to take a few things off of our plate just for 3 days. It's just for 3 days. Take a deep breath, Amy. Don't panic. All right.
Okay.
I know, right?
She's going to get her screaming little screen box out. Watch her. Watch, she's going to get it. Okay.
Who would do such a thing?
Yeah, really? She's looking for it right now. There it is. See? I told you.
Amy,
I knew it was coming.
I love it. All right,
I knew
Amy,
it was coming.
I'm going to put you on the spot. Because you know I always do, Aim. I always put you on the spot. Name one feeding food that you're going to take off your plate. What's one thing we are not going to have on our plate during this 3 days of pre-tox? Come on, you got it. Bread, thank you. Commercially prepared bread is off the charts. Right, and the reason
it's commercially prepared. That's good to know.
Yes, homemade might be on the charts, but we'll talk about that in a different session. For now, okay. The depleting foods we're going to remove are more what we call refined foods, foods that don't really represent what nature created, but what man put his hand to and morphed. So bread, pasta, crackers, cookies, chips, breakfast cereal, frozen dinners full of preservatives and additives, cured meats, luncheon meats, and pretty much anything in the middle, the center aisles of your grocery store. Those are
well. I love the idea that, you know, 3 days. You know that's it's simple, it's manageable. I can look at 3 days and go, you know what, I can do that.
Yeah, it's just 3 days. It's just 3 days. So what are we going to put on the plate? So we're going to start by focusing on produce. And why produce? Well, produce is so full of amazing nutrients. It's got vitamins. It's got minerals. It's got phytonutrients, which is a fancy word for nutrients that they didn't know how else to categorize other than the fact that they're unique to plants. And our bodies don't necessarily need them, not essential to our health, but they really contribute to our health. I'm sure you've heard the word antioxidant. Anybody hear that word?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Oxidation causes rust on our furniture, and oxidation causes rust in our body. So antioxidants found in our produce actually helps our body to counteract rust, which is a word for stress on the body and for dysfunction in the body. So the reason that we're going to focus first on produce is because of those phytonutrients and the vitamins and minerals that the plants contain. But we're going to look at very specific produce. We're going to look at whole, meaning in the package nature intended, a banana in its skin, a tomato in its skin, not tomato in a can. We're going to look at organic, because organic produce has been grown in such a way that it's not exposed to pesticides and herbicides that are chemically not compatible with our human bodies. And so we're reducing our exposure to toxins, but also we're going to look at seasonal organic whole produce, because seasonal, we save money, we reduce the carbon footprint. I can go on and on about seasonal. Just know that you want to eat the produce when it's literally coming out of the field, not when it's coming out of the field 1,500 miles away, but coming out of the field next door. So right now, Amy, what's your favorite vegetable or fruit that's coming into season?
Oh,
like
gosh.
In the store, you're seeing it everywhere.
Like squashes, different squashes.
Right, like butter.
Cranberries.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, cranberries.
I love cranberries.
Cranberries. Cranberries is such a short season, but, boy, is it important to have fresh cranberry when you can get it. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Cranberries full of vitamin C, which are immune supportive, full of anthocyanins, which is a phytonutrient that is also an antioxidant and very anti-inflammatory. So, yes, cranberries, the squashes, all the what we call the winter squashes. So they're the hard squashes, right? They have a hard skin on the outside. You can thump them. Whereas a zucchini and a yellow crooked neck squash and tremola, which is also a Mexican squash, they're kind of soft and smushy. Those are summer. They're full of water. So our winter squashes are definitely in season, and they are hearty, right? You make butternut squash soup. You make roasted acorn squash. These are really hearty food full of amazing amounts of nutrients that will support our immune system because we need it in the winter. So that's why we're going to go whole seasonal organic produce. And how do we know what's in season? We have a couple of really cool resources that I love to use for this pre-tox. My absolute favorite is seasonalfoodguide.org. They also have an app, and you can go there and you literally put in what state are you in and what time of year it is. So I ran
I know too. It's cheaper.
Yes, absolutely cheaper. That's how you can tell if it's in season. If asparagus is $4.99, it's not in season. If it's $1.99, it is, right? If strawberries are $6.99 for a basket, they're not in season. When they're $1.99, they're in season. Definitely. Price is a good one. Thank you. me of that. So I ran a quick little produce available in California in late November on seasonalfoodguide.org and came up with a long list. And one of my favorite foods is on that list, which is arugula. I happen to grow it in my garden. And what's so cool about this is now that I know arugula is in season, I can actually go off to other websites like the CUESA.org, which is a website specific to California for the farmers markets. But there I can click on arugula. I can look at arugula and say, show me recipes. So I can learn ways I can use these in season foods. So part of the pre-talks is looking for seasonal organic whole food produce specifically in my area. Questions, comments before I move on to the animals?
I think we're good.
All right.
No, I think we're good.
So produce is going to basically take up 50% of your plate at every meal in the pre-tox. And the reason is it's so nutrient dense and so full of amazing other phytonutrients that really help our bodies to do well. But important there to note when we talk about animals is we want to eat animal-sourced foods that come from responsibly raised animals. And I'm going to define that. It's very easy. Did it eat what nature intended it to eat? Did it eat it where it was intended to eat it? And did it in general get to live in the same kind of community that nature intended it to live? So let's start with poultry, eggs and pork. Chickens, ducks. That constitutes poultry. Pork, obviously, is pigs and eggs coming from the poultry. When you think about pigs and chickens, you might not think that they actually go together, but they really do. They're both pasture animals. They're animals that like to dig in the dirt. They like to eat everything that's around them. They eat flowers. They eat grass. They eat bugs. They like to either scratch in the dirt if they have feet, little feet like chickens, or they like to snuffle around with their nose if they're pigs. So we want pasture-raised poultry, eggs, and pork because these animals will have eaten a diet that's aligned with their natural composition, what their intestines can handle. And as a result, you're also going to get a much higher omega-3 fatty acid level, and omega-3s are anti-inflammatory. So we want pasture-raised poultry, eggs, and pork. When it comes to beef and bison, these are ruminants, i.e. animals that like to eat grass and that wander around big fields eating grasses and flowers. They have multiple stomachs to be able to process all that grass and flowers into amazingness for us human beings because you are what you ate. So you are what your cow ate. If you eat cow, you are what your cow ate. So you want to make sure your cow is eating what the cow is designed to eat, which is grass. And as a result, also much higher omega-3 fatty acids. And a cow that wandered around big, huge pasture eating grass is going to have much leaner muscle tissue than a cow that stood, I'm going to get offensive here, 3 feet deep in shit from its next door neighbor in a concentrated animal feed operation. Eating grains and eating corn. That's not what cows eat in the real world. So we want cows that got to wander around and use their muscles and get out in the sunshine and eat hay so that they're naturally leaner and naturally more higher in omega-3 fatty acids. And then the last animal product we're going to talk about is dairy. Now, not everybody can tolerate dairy, and that's okay. If you can't tolerate dairy, it doesn't need to be on your plate. But for this pre-talks, if you want to have dairy, we're going to focus on whole-fat cultured dairy. Cultured refers to dairy products that have undergone a fermentation process. So think yogurt, cream cheese, creme fraiche, kefir, things of that nature. You can also buy cultured butter. That's a staple in my household, by the way. And why cultured? Well, the process of fermentation breaks down casein, which is the protein found in milk. And casein is one of the most difficult proteins for the human body to digest. So culturing the milk actually breaks that down for us, as well as restores many of the enzymes that are destroyed during pasteurization including lactase, the enzyme that plays a pivotal role in the digestion of milk sugar. And then other enzymes are also helped out in the culturing process, which help the body to absorb calcium and other minerals. And fermented milk, interesting statistic here, fermented milk actually has increased vitamin B and increased vitamin C content over its uncultured counterpart. And I'm not going to put you two on the spot and quiz you, but if you will recall, vitamin B was necessary for energy and vitamin C is necessary for immune support. So very, very important. The active cultures, i.e. bugs, literally bacteria in fermented milk products, help add to your microbiome. Those are your resident good gut bugs, and they help keep pathogens at bay. So I'm sure you've been hearing all about this romaine lettuce issue and blah, blah, blah. If you have a healthy gut biome, you won't be affected by any of those bacteria on any of those crops because you've got the good guys standing up to the bad guys. They guard against infectious disease, and they aid in thorough digestion of the food you consume. What are your thoughts?
What about the romaine? Okay, there we go.
That's a relief, honestly, because, you know, I think we get so freaked out about things. It's good to have, you know, a common sense voice out here. And, Katie, we've got about 9 minutes left, and
yep.
I love this three-day detox. Are we going to be going into that in any detail for people?
Not today, but if they go to your website, once they've listened to the radio show, they can actually download the three-day plan. And it includes...
Let me just say this real quick, and then please say whatever you want to say. It is so well written, and you can check off things as you do them. It's got what you actually do when you awaken, your breakfast, to take a break, lunch, take a break, dinner, preparing for bedtime. On each of the 3 days, it's got recipes, it's got resources. This is worth its weight in platinum. And I thank you so much for this because you make it easy. I mean, we all know we need to do stuff, but it's so complicated to figure out what you have created. And again, this 3 days for it could be any event that's coming up that you want to be able to really enjoy. So thank you for that. I want our, you know, listeners to know that this is, you know, available and well worth their doing.
Well, I think one thing that too is, you know, try for the 3 days and then you realize how you feel and how, you know, how easy it is that, you know, it's just moving you into having just, you know, really easily changing your lifestyle because you realize that, you know, once in a while you can have that day where you eat whatever you want, but the majority of time feeling so good. And really, you know, like she said, fortifying your system and making sure that you're building up all the nutrients and reserves and stuff that you have that, you know, you can really go out at any time and just be able to have that meal where you can search for yourself because the majority of the time you're doing your 85.
There you go.
Yeah, that's great. Let's talk about this aproxercise.
Sure. So when it comes to exercise, most people actually overdo it. And I'm going to actually give you permission to kind of take a step back.
We know
exercise is very important and protective of our health. In fact, it helps us maintain a healthy weight, decrease the risk of cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, depression, and some cancers. In fact, the World Health Organization has identified lack of physical exercise as the fourth leading risk factor for mortality. Let me repeat that. The fourth leading risk that you will die.
Wow.
Right? Put that in layman's terms. It's
so
not
it's
about
move it or
calories.
Lose it.
Move it or die.
Move it or lose it. And that's a big loss. That's a big loss.
The life. And, you know, exercise is not about burning calories, okay? I want us to get off that concept. It's really about helping our bodies to manage the hormones in our bodies in a positive way, including our metabolism, our mood, our stress, our sleep quality, and the diversity and growth of your good gut bugs, your microbiome. Notice my use of the word moderate exercise. Too much intense exercise leads to way too much cortisol production, i.e. too much stress response. and an increased susceptibility to immune-related diseases. So when we say let's move the appropriate way, we mean let's move, let's avoid being sedentary. Let's try to accumulate about 150 minutes of moderate intensity or 75 minutes of vigorous activity per week. It can be spread out over time. Ideally, it should be about 30 minutes every couple of days. And let's include a little bit of strength training. Let's lift a little bit of weights here, but not too much. About 10 to 30 minutes twice a week is enough for strength training. Don't go to the gym for 4 hours and lift weights like you're, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger. And ideally allow 24 hours between training sessions so that you let your body recuperate and recover. Make sure you're drinking plenty of water, keeping hydrated, because our body requires water for a lot of functions. And do some full body stretching before and after exercise. And by full body, I very seldom have I ever seen somebody in a hurdle position. So don't get on the floor and be in a hurdle position. Get up and stretch to the right, stretch to the left. You know, move your body in the way the body was intended to be moved. And when it comes to moderate cardio, what we're looking at is walking at a pace where, you know, you can keep a conversation going, but perhaps you can't sing an aria. You should be able to do bicycle around 10 miles per hour, play a round of tennis, do some ballroom dancing, do some general gardening. Examples of vigorous intensity, if you're going to go for that, you can do 1 to 2 sessions of vigorous intensity for 15 to 30 minutes max per session, because we don't want to elicit a stress response. Vigorous is things like CrossFit, jogging, running, Zumba, jumping rope, hiking up mountains. So that's where we go for the appropriate exercise. And we do want to exercise. We do want to move. But more importantly, and Amy, I think you can attest to this, the most important thing you could do is during those 3 days of pre-tox, I'm really more concerned about you getting daily movement, at least 250 steps every hour that you are awake. All right? So get up from your desk at the top of every hour, get up from your desk, go walk around your yard, go walk around your office, go take a 30-second walk and get 250 steps in, because sitting all day is not the human norm. We were not meant to sit. Our ancestors, our Paleolithic ancestors, yes, I'm going to bring those paleo dudes up. The cave women and cavemen did not sit on their butts in front of a computer for 8 hours straight. So get up and move. 250 steps every hour.
We talked about last week decision fatigue, stress, mm-hmm. and overload of information, and that they recommended that at least, but you can only make decisions and really be focused for 90 minutes. So that fits really well with what we talked about last week, is that, you know, that hour mark, get up and do the 250 steps.
Yep.
It also helps your brain.
Yep. And speaking of your brain, I want to talk really briefly about sleep, because I know we're down to our last 2 minutes. We are sun babies. We are sun children. We are driven by the sun. We should be getting up when the sun gets up. We should be going to sleep when the sun goes to sleep. So quality sleep, super vital for your health. And if you do nothing else but change your sleep habits, this will improve your health. So one of the things that I highly recommend is that you need to go to sleep when the sun goes down. And I don't mean at 6 o'clock. What I mean is as the sun goes down, you need to dim the lights in your house, turn off the electronic devices, really block out any blue light, which is from your incandescent bulbs and your electronics.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to stay awake and do some work, put on some yellow lenses or put some yellow filters on your computer to block out that blue light. But 60 minutes before bed, everybody, all systems are off. There are no lights on. There are no computers on. There is no tablets on. Go to bed at the same time every night, ideally 10 p.m. That is what our bodies are literally designed to do. Children have a bedtime. Why don't you? You're no better than them. And set your room in such a way that artificial light is blocked out, but the sunlight is not, so that you can wake in with the sun. Be sure that you are eating some magnesium-rich foods in the evening. Even take a magnesium supplement if you want, or an Epsom salt bath, with it, which is magnesium loaded, to help your body to relax, because magnesium is important for proper nerve and muscle function, especially relaxation. And really, wake up at the same time every day. I don't care if it's Saturday or Sunday or Tuesday. You need to get up at the same time. And Amy knows this about me. I actually set an alarm to go off at 10 p.m. It reminds me to go and brush my teeth, wash my face, get in my pajamas, and get in bed. And then I read for a bit, and then I turn off the lights when I'm starting to feel sleepy, which is usually around 10:30, sorry. And then I wake up every morning without fail between 7:15 and 7:30. Depends on what I've got going on that day. But I do not linger in bed on Saturdays and Sundays. And you don't let your kids do that. Why do you do that? So have a bedtime, stick to it. Have a wake-up time, stick to it. Get some consistency, get back into the rhythm with the sun. Be the sun child that you are. Honor that part of who you are. Honor that part of our humanity. That's all I have to say about the pre-tox. I hope you all will join me in a 3-day pre-tox. It'll be a lot of fun, and the resources are going to be on Transformation Cafe.
Well,
perfect.
Thank you so much, Katie. And, you know, and again, I really want to stress the fact that, you know, this is all stuff that's very doable, and the benefits to that of, like, you know, literally being able to be guilt-free when it comes to being able to enjoy the holidays when you have an event, and not feeling like, oh, gee, I can't have it. I think really what will happen, and I know this is true for me, as, you know, I've really gone to eating a lot more raw and finding just different ways of enjoying food differently, that a lot of the stuff that I used to eat, even, you know, a few years ago, I just don't really even want it anymore. Because, you know,
right.
my tastes have changed. So I think that's something you can really look forward to with it, too. Is like, you know, when it comes to a lot of processed sugared stuff like that, I'd rather, you know, eat fruit or have a beautiful salad with some fruit and nuts and stuff in it. It's just tastes better.
Awesome. Love hearing that. Yay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Katie, for helping us through these holidays, and this will help us all year long. And we're excited to have you coming back on a regular basis to help us with our healthy lifestyles and our health quests.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yay.
Absolutely. Okay, guys. Well, go forward and do your 85.
All right. I'm on it.
Right.
Okay. Well, thank
happy
everybody.
Holidays,
and, you know, yeah, happy holidays to you, too. And, you know, maybe be safe. There we go. And just a little more healthier this year. So thanks, Katie. We'll see you next time here at the cafe.
Take care.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.